USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats in Congress early Tuesday morning postponed a vote to advance President Biden's $3.5 trillion social spending plan for Monday evening. It was canceled after hours of closed-door talks failed to overcome internal party divisions. The Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. On Monday, the vaccine became the first to receive full approval beyond emergency use authorization. FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said, quote, "This is a pivotal moment for our country in the fight against the pandemic. The public can be confident that the vaccine meets the FDA's gold standards for safety," end quote. New York Lieutenant Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul was sworn in as the state's 57th governor Tuesday, following former Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation after the state attorney general found sexual misconduct by Mr. Cuomo.
"I will fight like for you every single day, like I've always done and always will."
USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Boston College is reporting former National Hockey League player Jimmy Hayes has died at the age of 31. The cause of death was not immediately known. Hayes died Monday at his home in Milton, Massachusetts. That's a suburb of Boston. In the late 80s, The Legend of Zelda video game entertained families for hours on end. An unopened Zelda has fetched a whole bunch of money. Tim Berg explains.
A thrift store is making big money off an unopened copy of The Legend of Zelda game. Goodwill auctioning off the prize of an original 1987 game for the Nintendo Entertainment System, which ended up selling for over $411,000. It appears the individual who bought it back then left it in storage for 35 years before donating it to a local Goodwill in Connecticut. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The secret passageways were always the best to find. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Monday, the Biden administration said all Americans can get out of Afghanistan if they want to. Former Kabul aid worker and Illinois Congress candidate Republican Esther Joy King tells Fox News, "By allowing the Taliban to be the first checkpoint for everyone trying to leave means Washington has no idea what's going on."
"Working on women's rights in Kabul, and I've still worked on women's rights helping female students, and I'm in active conversation with those girls. And then secondly, on the military side, I am a member of the Army Reserve, and seeing what's happening from a military strategy perspective, I will say, since I wrote the op-ed, the stories have simply intensified. I mean, talking with girls who are trying to get through the gates. They're 50 meters from the gates. Can you imagine being 50 meters from freedom and getting through to the airport? And the Taliban is having visa checkpoints. Get this. Our United States Department of State is working with the Taliban to help process people because they're overwhelmed. So they're outsourcing visa checks to the Taliban. That's the state that it is on the ground, and it is absolutely a horrendous situation, and this lies squarely on the shoulders of the Biden administration and poor leadership. Our leaders are missing in action right now, and that's why I'm running for Congress, is because we need better leaders in Washington, D.C., who are real-world problem solvers and just operate with common sense.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.